Georgia Supreme Court Leo Frank Appeals Documents 1913-1914, page 234 slide. Here is the extracted text from the image. Jury had the right to consider, and that is as to whether, even though they did not believe his plea of not guilty the truth, still, if they had a reasonable doubt in their minds of his guilt, they should acquit him. 98. QQQ. Movant further says that a new trial should be GR anted because of the following. Mr. Dorsey, the Solicitor General, in the concluding argument, made the following statement. Now, gentlemen, addressing the jury, Mr. Arnold spoke to you about the Durant case. That case is a celebrated case. It was said that that case was the greatest crime of the century. I don't know where Mr. Arnold got his authority for the statement that he made with reference to that case. I would like to know it. Whereupon the following colloquy occurred. Mr. Arnold, I got it out of the public prints at the time. Mr. Dorsey published all over the country. I read it in the newspapers. That's where I got it. Mr. Dorsey, resuming. On April 15, 1913, Mr. C.W. Fickett, the district attorney of the city of San Francisco, wrote a letter. Mr. Arnold, I want to object to any communication between Mr. Fickett and Mr. Dorsey. It's just a personal letter from this man. And I would write to somebody, just as Mr. Dorsey has information satisfactory to me, no doubt, just as Mr. Dorsey has done. And I object to his reading any letters or communications from anybody out there. Mr. Dorsey, this is a matter of public notoriety. Here's his reply to a telegram I sent him, and in view of his statement, I have got a right to read it to the jury. Mr. Arnold, you can argue a matter of public notoriety. You can argue a matter that appears in the public prints, my friend can. But as to his writing particular letters to particular men, why, that's introducing evidence, and I must object to it. He has got a right to state simply his recollection of the occurrence, but he has no right to read any letters or telegrams from any particular people on the subject. /51/2.